Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 8th of January. From Condemnation to Illumination. When Jesus looked at Peter, it enabled him to move from self-condemnation to illumination. That is, he experienced condemnation as he was being sifted three times by Satan, but he was delivered to illumination as Christ looked on him and he met the Lord eye to eye. Every believer must experience this crisis of deliverance from condemnation to illumination in order to find repentance that leads to salvation. Meeting Christ eye to eye is not a mystical or imagined experience. Rather, it means that we meet Him personally, spirit to spirit. We know this because the Scriptures teach us that the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord. Jesus explained that this lamp, which is the spirit of a man, is the eye of their body. This is the eye with which every person must meet Christ. Specifically, Jesus said, "The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light." As Peter met Christ face to face, he obtained the capacity of faith to believe the words of Jesus which he remembered. Matthew recounted Peter's illuminating encounter, writing, "Immediately a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus who had said to him, 'Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.' So he went out and wept bitterly." This was the faith that Jesus had prayed would not fail as Peter was being sifted by Satan. The faith that was being generated in Peter's heart was the substance of the hope of becoming a son of Abraham as part of a new creation. The references used in today's devotions are Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27, Luke chapter 11 verses 34 to 36, and Matthew chapter 26 verses 74 to 75. For further reading, John chapter 3.